be at 142.
Okay.
Cranking up a couple notches. Cause like,
hit it.
What have you been doing lately? Like 139?
138 most of the time. But
really?
Yeah.
See, I always do that, dude.
But
I mean, I'll work on a couple of slower songs like that. And not slower, but when you listen to like a little bit faster.
Okay.
Well. I think you'll have a little bit more point to it.
Tell me when you're ready for me to start the multi-track rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
And tape is rolling.
wish we had a copy of the source code for that box. We would add like a lockout function where it wasn't possible to do that.
Well, you don't do it if you're in the patch.
Yeah, but like
you
then
you. Patch, you the
what they need to do is just lock it so you can't ever leave your current bank. So like if you're in user, you can't leave user. Isn't what's happening is you're rolling off user onto preset?
No.
Okay, but you're staying in, it's not that you're like.
Which usually I always, I don't know. You can usually feel when you do it, then what you have to do is switch it back to the same pattern, and if you hit the play button over it, it keeps it, all the patches the same that are on right now, go into the next pattern. No, you never notice it.
Well, that I think ended up with the stopping at 15 minutes and 30 seconds.
What happened was that I just had this vision and made this one song, but there's almost two songs, and I was trying to listen to some of the sounds we usually play over it and trying to figure out. Because you know, with our type of music, it's not necessarily like just make a song. Like,
Right.
It's a little bit longer.
Did you want to go over playback? Should be able to just rewind to the beginning, deactivate, record on all those tracks. And it's rolling.
So much.
Thank you.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I almost want to do that again. Fuck. Here's a, I was just playing it regular, but.
Thank you.
what I'm talking about. That was tight. Change it up a little bit. Damn. So pretty much I cruise like two patches on the Nord and I already would like one. Dude, did you hear when I threw down? I was trying to mess with the LFO. Okay, now did you set the level that it can go by what you did?
Yeah, well, it starts out with a base setting, which is what it is in the patch. And then what you do is you hold down the button for the modulation you want to change the binding for, and then you just tweak any knobs you want in the directions you want them to go. Like, say you wanted the filter frequency to go up and the resonance to go down. Do that. Starts out at whatever setting it's at, right? You mark which way you want it to go and how far.
Okay. So let's say, if you let off for of it and I choose wait, to open it up from that way and open it up from that way. And then you go, where is it? Right here? At touch wheel?
Yeah.
Right?
That's the one.
And then if you want to go back and then back.
Okay, now.
Because that thing you can't multi-track out, can you?
No. It's just stereo pair. But, you'll have one of these to tweak with indefinitely. So I figured you'd take it home and play with it, and then after you've messed with it some, you'll probably be able to make it sound really slick, too.
Oh, yeah. It's got stuff on there.
The thing that I thought would really make this useful to you is this. That having the mixer out there where you can just reach out and grab a knob.
Yeah.
I love having knobs where you can reach out and grab them. You probably noticed. I'm a knob freak. And probably what you'll want to do is still use the 307 for the timing master because it has like the slick timing controls and the hold button and whatnot.
Right.
And then set this as a slave. And then use this for like, I don't know, twice as many tracks. I'm sure you can come up with something. You are the master.
More tracks, eight more sounds that I can play off that I'm probably going to dedicate
Yes.
Yeah, I spent a good, you know, amount of time, but not really, like, studying it, like, homework, as far as the patches, but I'm sure there'll be some stuff on the others, but I'll probably use at least three or four of them.
To control the...
Well, they have some more extreme weak talents.
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to stack them, though. Because the extreme... I guess you'll need a MIDI merger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to do that. That's, you know, they make
some. I can use a 307 to play this.
And then use this to play. You could. It's kind of it's an interesting thing to do. I'm
thinking of the wrong direction. I'm thinking two dimensional.
I think what I would probably do is.
Yeah, I'm right behind you.
I'm sure you'll make it happen.
It's kind of on the end of that big old file, huh?
Yeah, it's a little bit tricky.